Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the London Trip Podcast.
First and last.
Hi there, I'm Andrew.
That was Andrew Misra, resident scouser. He's going down to London.
I'm not resident of this particular coach.
Yeah, no, he didn't live on the coach. But we're going to London, aren't we, Joe?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm Joe Cowell, by the way. Broadcast journalist and MA student.
Yeah. Podcast presenter.
And podcast presenter, yeah.
And you're not the presenter. Yeah. You're not the man of the wheel, so to speak.
We don't particularly have a presenter, do we, Lewis?
The podcast free rider.
It's not a very busy coach at all, no, is it? It's an interesting kind of demographic to put it mildly.
It's a very diverse demographic.
Yeah,
there seems to be some sort of cliques, if you know what I mean. Yes.
I feel like I've been left out of Joe and Lewis's clique, so they're very cliquey themselves. Yeah, they're sitting next to each other, whereas I've had to sit on my own, which is sad.
That's sad.
Did you watch Patrick?
I did indeed.
Yeah, it was good, actually, yeah. Although, I don't know if it's as good as his original stuff.
I don't know if it's as good as what we're recording right now.
No. Well, this is inspired by the original source.
We've got that lovely, lovely wild track of the...
Oh, the lovely wild
track. The wheels on the bus going round and
you got
round.
The vibrations from the bus.
Yeah. One of our colleagues, Adam Smith, is wearing sunglasses, which
yeah,
is...
Adam,
I'm pretty...
You're wearing sunglasses, can we get a comment?
I'm pretty incredulous at this.
Can I what? Oh, hello. So the sunglasses were a key sort of idea, really, last night. I was extremely tired and knew I'd only get about 2 hours sleep. So, yeah, they're coming handed in about half an hour. So, anyway, I've got to shoot. Cheers, guys.
That was Adam Smith there. He's having to run.
He's still on the show,
though. We're also joined by Ben Prizeman.
Ben. Good morning.
Hello there.
I'm very, very excited to be joining you on this epic adventure into the heartland of our nation's capital.
Morning, mate. How are we doing?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, good.
Looking forward to London.
Loving it, mate. Loving it. Enjoying the sights of the...
Paint the picture, Will.
Grey British.
Paint the picture, Will. Go on.
Yeah, so I reckon, where are we?
We're just outside Sheffield.
We're on the M1.
We're on the M1, travelling south. South? Travelling south to London.
London. Some people pronounce it London.
Some people pronounce it London.
As Ben Riley pointed out, it is indeed the capital of our great nation.
Yeah.
York used to be the capital.
Yeah. Manchester's the
cultural capital.
Is that New York or York?
Liverpool's the gang.
That's Manchester, right. Yeah. But we're going to the Big Apple today.
The Big Apple's New York.
Is that right, Ben?
That's the Big Apple's New York. Let me paint you a picture. It's a beautiful morning. It's around 7 degrees. The sun is rising in the east. There's a beautiful yellow tinge to the air. The clouds are parting as we proceed down south. And everyone is fairly lively.
I just like to apologise for the word tinge there. He just, he meant bi-ethnic.
Prime Minister!
Now, there's a bug on this coach, isn't there? No, I'm wondering...
When it says a bug, it means a toilet.
Yeah, bug is Manchester for toilet, no?
Well, water chamber, whatever you call it.
Back in the day, they used to say that more widely when Manchester was the capital.
Manchester used to be the capital, yeah, and then it was York.
That has all changed. So, yeah, Lewis, you're probably going to go and check it out at some point soon, aren't
you? Yeah, I'll use the bathroom facilities, check them out, see what they're saying. Let's hope there's some toilet roll, because Ben had a curry last night, didn't you, Ben? Yeah, you had a curry last night.
I did have a curry last night.
What did you have?
Balti. Balti rice,
chicken.
Choice vegetables.
What are your vegetables of choice?
Broccoli, courgette, carrots and onions.
I love courgette, mate. I love it.
Courgette
pan. Carrots, I can tolerate them, you know. Yeah.
In America, they call it Zuziki.
Yes.
It's a very...
Huh? The car brand.
Not Suzuki. Suzuki.
Zucchini.
Yeah. What's that? And they call it aubergine eggplant.
They do.
Yeah.
Because that's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Trump out on the basis of this.
Yeah.
I don't think Trump eats many vegetables.
Trump doesn't eat very vegetables. He eats a Mackey's a day.
I'm teaching the flipping English version, I'll tell you that right now. It's not an eggplant.
He's a proud patriot, is Ben.
Keep the values here.
Yeah. Nah, they steal
it's
our language.
It's tomato, alright?
Yeah.
So we're just passing some beautiful fields.
Some really nice sewage works.
There's a really nice sewage works coming up on the left. This looks like prime fracking ground, doesn't it? Frack the hell out of this.
The sign on my left now coming up, and it just quite simply says, get it fracked, and I couldn't agree more.
We need to start fracking, don't we, Joe?
Yeah. Or else we'll be overly reliant on Russia.
We've got some lovely electricity pylons. It'd just be great to continue to commodify the natural resources.
Yeah, definitely.
And otherwise,
I mean, there's far too much green space and open land here.
What's the point of it?
Yeah.
More motorways, more cars, more industry.
Yeah, more business. How do we know? How are we going to grow?
Yeah, exactly. Growth is essential. Big garden.
You've got a big garden with a garden.
Where? In my home house or here? Yeah, in Sheffield? Neither really.
Aggregate the lands. Aggregate the hectares.
Oh, they do. They've got an apple tree.
We've got two apple trees. Three hectares.
And a cherry tree.
Three apple trees and a cherry tree. You lucky bastard.
What's that? 3 hectares? 4 hectares?
I'd say a quarter of an acre.
Quarter of an acre on that one. Wow, Joe. What about you, Andrew? What's your garden saying?
Well, it's all concreted over, actually.
Liverpool for you.
We had to turn it into a car park. It's all been tarmacked over. Yeah. We needed to commodify our... Yes, well, like we were just saying, what is the point in this barren, empty green land?
Where the hell are we?
Disgusting.
Yeah, what...
So we decided to turn our garden into a multi-story car park. And we don't charge them much. It's only £1 for a day. But it works, everyone comes. And yes, it's polluted. And yes, our lungs are absolutely raw with car and all that kind of thing.
It's a huge car park and a lovely estate.
And most of the cars are disgusting. And yes, there may be some homeless people living there at the moment, but generally I wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah, well, my garden's pretty big, but it's on a slant. So, you know, you kick the ball down, it doesn't come back up, if you know what I mean.
What about if you kick it the other way?
You can say slant. I'm talking...
What's your angle there?
Wait! God, you really... It's going to think of something with, like, gradients.
I can't believe Ben said yellow too.
You podcast this, what are you going to call it?
I'm going to call this On The Way To London with the boys and Ben. I'm joking.
And Ben,
yeah.
Big Ben chimes in.
Big Ben chimes in. I wonder if there's anyone else we can get to come and... Yeah. Someone's taking a photo of absolutely nothing on this coach. There is nothing to see.
There's nothing to see. There's just opportunities.
Empty. Yeah. Yeah, and luxury houses, although there's not enough people to live in there.
Build a big fuck-off hotel there.
Yeah, bring a huge hotel.
Concrete it all over.
Yeah, concrete it all. A brutalist architecture.
As well. Yeah.
A bit of brutalism. I love it. God, yeah.
How long do you reckon it'll be until we get there? To London,
that is,
not to the
hotels inside
of
London. I don't know, to be honest. I think it's going to be about 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours, like?
Yeah.
How far is it?
Oh, climbs!
How far?
It's been another starving.
It's been a little starving.
3 hours.
3 hours, that's how long it's there. Right, what time do you think we'll get here, Joe? Give me a time, not how long.
10.
Joe's 10? That's fucking optimistic.
Half 10.
Right, Joe's got half 10, Andrew's gone.
I'm going earlier. I'm going to go for 10 past 10.
You're both wrong. It's going to be about 11, I reckon.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's 4 out. Four, yeah.
Do you know where London is?
I know where London is.
I don't think the stand knows is London.
Yeah, I've been to London. I've seen it all.
The sophistication. I've been to London.
Is it the same person that asked if we're going north or south at the start of the journey?
I was joking. I know it's south. I'm from the north.
Southwest.
It's southwest, yeah. Straight down the
M1. You said potatoes and tomatoes.
You said potatoes.
What's the capital of London then?
The capital of London
is Westminster.
Is Westminster.
Is it not the London Eye?
Yes, the London Eye is a tourist attraction.
Are we going on the London Eye?
I've been on the London Eye, it's actually pretty sick.
Yeah, I've been on it somewhere.
I'm not going to pay.
No.
I'm going to use my pass. I'm going to say
show me your card like that gets me on, mate. Don't worry.
Yeah, can we tell the podcast when we were on the way to the coach, the guy was checking all of our U cards. And I said to him just as a joke, I was like, sorry mate, I don't actually have a U card, I'm just there, mate, I just thought I'd come along.
Yeah, he looks a bit confused. But I think he knew you were joking, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, we showed our U cards get on the coach, God. It was a bit belittling, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, bro, it was like 1984.
1984 all over again. Yeah, it's shocking.
Shocking?
Right, well, that'll do for part one.
We might be back in a bit.
Do you want
us a part two?
Yeah.